Kirsten, good morning, and thanks for joining us on your tour of Zoom calls this morning. So we'll get started again on our final Zoom call ahead of the draft on Wednesday, and we'll start with Chris Hine. Chris, go ahead.
Kirsten, how you doing?
Oh, Chris, good morning, everyone.
After you guys got the number one pick, you came out and said that you were going to draft whoever was the best talent going forward, not necessarily who best fits the roster, but in terms of your evaluations of whoever you end up picking and wherever you end up picking them, how much do you have to consider the long-term fit alongside D'Angelo and Carl, since they are kind of the two tent poles of the team going forward here?
That's a fair question, Chris. Having those two really give us a lot of options, specifically with D'Angelo, a guy who's great on the ball but can also play off. His time in Brooklyn, where he was an all-star, was with another ball handler, with another playmaker. So he's shown he has success there. And then with Carl, his ability is one of the most skilled, maybe the best shooting big in the league. His ability to play inside and outside and the versatility there. It gives us a lot of options. This is a multi-year decision in terms of who we think the best talent is going to be. It's not about the selection alone. It's about the development and the, integration into our system and with our players. So all of that comes into consideration. But at the end of the day, finding the best talent is going to give us the best chance at success.
We'll go John and then Jace. Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, Gerson, I just wondering if, now we've seen the last day or two, maybe some trade talks picking up across the league. And do you expect really your most substantive talks to really start beginning now from, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as that deadline gets closer? And how would you kind of describe just the atmosphere of in that regard right now?
Yeah, as I've said often, John, like the reality is you need a backstop in order to get deals done. And for us now, as business opens up for the league, I think you're going to see a lot more. There's been a lot of conversation, but I think things will heat up as we can actually execute deals here shortly. But it's important. I think where we stand right now, our boards are set. We've done our work. We've had 6 or 7 months of due diligence to be able to get to this point. So we're excited, but we're confident. Now we're in the last stage here with scenario planning and having conversations as we go to Wednesday night. But I think the lines of communication are open. There's a lot of chatter. There's a lot of due diligence to do from our point. We know where we're at the draft in terms of where our boards are at 1, 17, and 33. Now it's just what are the options that we have to either select or trade those picks for options that we would consider that might be more helpful for the organization.
We'll go Jason and Doogie. Jace, go ahead.
Hey, Gers. Just wondering, what does the timeline look like Wednesday at Mayo Clinic Square throughout the day?
In terms of on the court or in meetings?
Meetings, just what you guys are doing.
Yeah, no, we're pretty much around the clock right now. Our staff is in here prepping everything up for Wednesday night, all the different scenarios, all the different options, vetting out all the different directions that we can go here for Wednesday. But our group is a pretty hardworking group. They've been here around the clock here for the last 6 weeks or so. Fortunately, Robbie and his crew have done a great job of making sure that we're safe and that we're in as a controlled environment as you can have in this day and age. But it'll be pretty nonstop, Chase, which is good. I think all our guys are here working the phones, working through options, and ready to go come Wednesday night.
We'll go Doogie and then Dane. Doogie, go ahead.
Kirsten, thanks for doing this. Piggybacking off John's question, how many intriguing trade possibilities have you already received for pick number one?
Hey, Doogie, good to have you. Hey, there's good options. We've got to talk through them, and at the end of the day, we'll see what can be executed, what's in our best interest. But it's going to be an exciting night. It's going to be a great night for our fans, whether we're picking or trading that pick. We really feel like we're going to move the organization forward.
We'll go Dane and then Pierre. Dane, go ahead.
Hey, Gers, my question is more specific about the players, and I'm saying, if thinking that you're going to draft someone in the lottery, and one of the that whoever that player is probably going to have questions about their shooting or their defense, just kind of seems to be the nature of this group. And I guess my question is, which one of those things do you think you are more comfortable developing?
That's a very fair question, Day, and I do think those are the areas where young players, especially guys coming into the league, have to figure out. Just as you know, the value of shooting on offense is incredible in our league, and the translation of defense on the other side of the ball and what that means with such an athletic and such a fast league. I think those are fair questions for that group. I think as we go through it, our analysis on both sides of the ball there are just history, experience, technique, approach, and makeup are all things that we're looking at with both of those questions. And our confidence level is going to be determined on the diligence that we've done through this process. And part of that is the body of work in terms of games or the history that we have there versus the body of work that we've seen in development, in workouts, in interviews, and then our ability of our staff to project and process the information we've had from these individuals, because it's not an exact science. It's an educated guess, but we feel like we know this group really well. And those are two things that are very important to us. Shooting in our offensive system is critical. You guys saw the challenges that we had last year, where even though we were able to do a lot of the things that we wanted to do, we weren't able to execute or get the benefit of because we weren't making shots from the perimeter. So that's an important aspect of it. And then defensively, we know that's an area we have to improve on. I wouldn't say that who we draft, the rookies we take, are going to help us tomorrow in that regard. But from a long-term perspective, those are areas that have to be addressed with all of these prospects.
We'll go Pierre and then Britt. And just a reminder, if you do have a question, please shoot it into the chat or shoot me a message offline. Pierre, go ahead.
Gerson, good morning. With only 48 hours away from the draft, how do you balance still working the draft and having a day like today where trades are now being allowed to be made league-wide? How do you balance those kind of two things in such a short time period?
Morning, Pierre. Our staff has done a phenomenal job in terms of scheduling. To be fair, we've had a lot of time to prepare for Wednesday night, but our boards are set. We're in pretty lockstep in terms of what we're gonna do at our picks. So now we've opened up the schedule for those calls, for those scenarios, and for those opportunities. Because it's not only at 1, it's at 17, and it's at 33. It's not just picks, it's also roster decisions that we're working through. And we're also in the process of preparing for free agency, which is right around the corner.
We'll go Britt and then Chris Hine again. Britt, go ahead.
Morning, Gerson. You have said previously, and actually you just said it again this morning, that we shouldn't expect immediate help from first picks in general. But the salary slot and the hullabaloo that follows a number one pick with your fan base and also, with what the value is for that, doesn't that kind of put pressure on you to get somebody who can be an impactful player relatively soon?
Morning, Britt. No, that's a fair question. I would say, and I'm fortunate that we have the support of our owner and the support of this organization, and we're walking lockstep with our head coach, but we're trying, we're doing the things that are the right things to do for this organization. We don't want to be short-sighted for the public perception of making the choice that'll help us in day one. We want to make the decision that's going to help us in day 400. And as we know, the draft is just one part of that process. You have to get the selection right, then you have to get the development piece right, and then you have to have the integration. And lastly, it comes down to the player, but no draft decision is over after the first day or after the first year. It's a process that takes a lot of time and development, and I think history teaches us that. I think as you look back at different drafts, the development of players, the maximization of players, for us to pick a player that's maybe a little bit more ready to help us now but doesn't become the best player that's available to us, that's a mistake by us, because we have to do the right things every step of the way, even though it's hard. I think our fans appreciate our philosophy and our vision, and that we're doing this to build a sustainable program. This is not to win the press conference. This is not to win whatever perception is out there of what we did. We strongly believe in our program. We strongly believe in our philosophy. And even if it takes time to build this, we're going to build this the right way.
We'll go Chris Hine, Mike Rand, and then Mark Medina. Chris, go ahead again.
Hey, Gerson, pivoting with the free agency coming up here in a few days. After Malik was arrested, you came out with a strong statement of support saying he was family. As more details have come out regarding his case, and he's due in court on Thursday, is that statement still how you feel as we head into this week, that he's in the long-term plans of this team going forward?
I mean, number one, Chris, and I've always said that, said the fact that there's no perfect players. Everybody has strengths and weaknesses, just like there's no perfect executives, there's no perfect coaches. We stand by the words that we've said in regard to Malik in that situation. We are going through a full due diligence and investigation. We're letting the legal course take its part there. We want to be, when we talk about family, it's easy to do it when it's easy. It's hard to do when it's tough, but our words stand, and we want to be supportive. We want to understand what's going on, and we want Malik to be not only the best player, but the best person he can be, and we're all working through this together.
We'll go Mike Rand and then Mark Medina. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Gerson, thanks for doing this again.
My pleasure.
You've executed a number of trades. You've made a lot of free agent decisions. You've run a draft already, but is it fair to say this is the biggest single decision you've had to make so far in your 18 months?
When you present it like that, for sure. But no, it is monumental for the organization, and it's why we were so excited the night of the lottery. The opportunity to jump to the head of the draft class, to be able to set the stage for the board, whether we're picking or trading, is incredibly important. But I'm very fortunate that I have an incredible staff next to me. I have a coach that believes in our vision. I have an owner that supports what we're doing. So it's more the opportunity than it is the pressure. For us, we really believe what we're building here. We believe in our philosophy. We believe in our players. We believe in our staff. And this is another opportunity to take a step forward. And hopefully this will propel us over time, but it's going to take time. And it's not a plug and play. It's a selection of development and growth that overall, when we look back here 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, we knew we did the right thing and the organization moved forward in a strong way, and that our best players, Carl Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell, have the opportunity to be the best versions of themselves through all of this. And I think we're in a unique situation because we have those two individuals in our roster that we're not asking this pick to come in and be our savior. This is another part of the puzzle, a big part, an important part and an impactful part, but we're being realistic in terms of, what that means in the short term and the long term.
We'll go Mark Medina and then Doogie and then Pierre. Mark, go ahead.
Hi, Gerson, good to see you. I was wondering, when you've interviewed the prospects that you might select for the number one pick, what have been the things that you're looking for in terms of what their character and personality traits are?
Hey, Mark, good to talk to you. It's been one of the unique parts of this process. Typically, after the season, whether you finish the regular season or the playoffs, you have anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks as you prepare for the draft. We've had 6 to 7 months to prepare for this. So we've been able to do a number of things that in past drafts you're not able to do. And being number one on the board, we've been a big beneficiary of that, in that, as you mentioned in interviews, it's been a very interesting process of getting to know these guys, getting to know all the information, but realizing, just as we've talked about earlier, we're not looking for the perfect prospect. We're not looking for the right answer. We're trying to find out who these men are, young men are, as people and as players. And we want to know their strengths. We want to know their weaknesses. We want to understand them as best as we can. And we want to make sure as an organization, if we can be a good environment, a good culture, a good home, so they can become the best person and the best player they can be. And the ability, the time, the exposure that we've had through this process has been very helpful in that regard.
Doogie and then Pierre, and that'll be our last question. Doogie, go ahead.
Gerson, how is the depth of this draft? I guess, how valuable are those picks 17 and 33? And heck, I mean, is trade interest in those two picks maybe nearly as strong as the interest in pick one?
You know, it's, and it's fair. Like, to be fair to you guys, like, you guys have a lot of responsibilities. You cover a lot of different sports. You know, the media as a whole, it's tough to dive into one draft and understand the value of it. And to be fair, from a team's perspective, like, we don't know until after the fact. It takes 2, 3, 4 years to understand the talent level and the talent value in a draft. And the more that we've studied it, you know, I've been very confident about the talent in the draft at one, at 17, at 33. We've worked with our staff, and we look at the number of players that potentially can go undrafted in this draft, and it's pretty strong. It's deep. Where our picks are at, to your point, Doogie, we've gotten a lot of calls. We've gotten a lot of opportunities, and it's good. It's good because you have options. You know, you have good talent there at those selections, or you have options to trade out for either players or futures, which could help us moving forward. But I like this draft. I like the talent in this draft. I like the depth in this draft. And the market's showing it. I think there's a lot of interest in our picks for a good reason.
We'll go with our last question to Pierre. Pierre, go ahead.
Gerson, just to kind of piggyback off that, and that was kind of my question. What, if you decide to stay at 17, what type of player do you expect to get in that middle of the first round?
You know, Pierre, to be fair, and I think it's a little similar to Britt's question, which I think is a good question to ask. But we, you know, we, as the draft goes, I'm a big believer. You know, Coach and I have talked about this, like, the addressing the need through the draft is dangerous, because you can get a guy at a certain position that you feel like you need. But if that guy is not ready to produce, if he's not ready to play at this level, you've left talent on the table, and that's not what the draft is about. You know, addressing needs will come in free agency and with trades, and we'll do our best to either look for opportunities to upgrade or focus on developing the guys on our roster to address those needs. But we're going to go for the best available player. We feel like there's strong talent there. There's a pretty good depth there at 17, and we'll have some options in trade. But if we pick, you know, we want to find another good piece that can help this team as we grow and develop the organization.
All right. Thanks, everyone. And thank you, Gerson, for joining us this morning on our Zoom call. We'll have the link for today's availability out to everyone over email shortly. Thanks again, and have a great rest of your day and week.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Gerson.
Great to see everybody. You guys take care.